Trinity Covenant Church and friends, thank you so much for joining us via live stream as we launch into Advent season a little bit early. But I don't know about you, but after all that we've been through these past months since March, I don't think it could have come at a more perfect time. We've been talking about hope, and we are looking at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And I'd like to share a message with us called Messy Hope. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And if you want to follow along, I'll go ahead and read that for us. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Advent is a time where not only are we reminded of the Jesus who came, but also the Jesus who is and will continue to be forever. And I think Christmas and this whole season, holiday season, is a great time to revisit some of the fundamental truths of what we believe in, why we believe in it, and what we have committed to in our lives. And I think there is a danger during Christmas time, during the holidays, and can you believe Thanksgiving is this coming week? Unbelievable. There is a danger falling into a snow globe Christianity. And what I mean by that is a sentimental perspective of the gospel story, a feel-good story with, as we all know what a snow globe is, that when we shake it and it's pretty and beautiful, it's sentimental, it touches us. But we have to be careful as Christ followers to be reminded that the Advent story is not a cute, sentimental, feel-good, pick-me-up kind of story. But the Christmas story, Advent, the first arrival of Jesus into our world, is a story that is actually quite gritty. It's real. It's bumpy. It's heartbreaking. It's scary. It's a little bit of everything, ultimately driving us to genuine hope. And so I think that's just very important for us to keep in mind. And as we visit this part in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, there are a couple things I want us to leave with this morning. First of all, messy hope is needed because life itself is messy. Messy hope is needed because life is messy. This Advent story of Jesus entering into our world is a messy story. And it is a messy hope. All of us this morning can identify with this, because all of us have had perfectly crafted plans that have gone out the window at a moment's notice, just as we made a hard call to move to live stream only service just yesterday. And we apologize if that has disrupted anyone's plans, and for those that were disappointed, as I was as well. When we have a snow globe Christianity, we read Matthew 1, 18 to 25 in a feel-good kind of way, because for a lot of us, we're pretty familiar, maybe over-familiar, with the story of Christmas. But this is a disturbing story. Think of it through the eyes of Joseph. He had great plans to be married to his sweetheart, the girl that he loves. And he wanted to prepare himself and her and their all extended family for an amazing life together. And that plan would be very much disrupted by what we read here, with the announcement that Jesus would be born through Mary. Gospel hope is a messy hope because our lives are messy. Our lives are messy because often we find ourselves in a fog of confusion, unable often to make sense out of our lives and circumstances, that even as God's people, we sometimes question God with the word, "Why, Lord, why?" Imagine the shock of young Joseph, who had this beautiful plan and dream to marry the love of his life. And yes, they were betrothed, which is a lot more intense and serious than just engagement today. They were pretty much already married, yet Mary was not brought into his home yet. The marriage was not yet consummated. And imagine getting this kind of message from an angel, a miraculous, supernatural revelation, something out of the ordinary that he never experienced, that this girl that he loves, his little sweetheart, was already pregnant. And pregnant by the Holy Spirit. What? I mean, we're so over-familiar with the story that we have a snow globe Christianity sentimentality, but think about how gritty, how shocking, and how painful even Matthew chapter 1 is. Pregnant already? I didn't touch the girl, I swear. And pregnant through the Holy Spirit? What in the world? What is this all about? Could he have even begun to understand what God was doing, not only in his life and his beloved Mary, but for the nation of Israel and all the world from generation to generation? He was in a fog of confusion. And Joseph's life is not the only one that struggled with making sense out of what is happening. Our lives are messy because often disappointment and discouragement reign over us and our lives, just as we, if we really were to think about what is going on in Joseph's mind and heart, this is disturbing, this is disappointing, and above all, this is totally confusing. Mary is already with child through the Holy Spirit. What in the world? And think about that decision-making process that he already had made because of this, that he was going to end his marriage with Mary, to divorce her quietly, sign the paperwork, and end this relationship. This is heartbreaking. This is disappointing. This is not what he had planned and anticipated for. And yet, this was part of God's plan for his life and the redemption of the world. You see, we are reminded even early on in Matthew's gospel that life is messy. And that's why the hope that Jesus gives to us, we are calling a messy hope. Because often as we look at our lives, as we look at Joseph's life, when plans had to go out the window, when he was in a fog of confusion, great disappointment, pain, the decision to end this relationship with his beloved sweetheart. Imagine all that he went through. What he would have to share to his extended family, her family, the community in a very traditional Jewish society. Imagine all that went through in his mind. You see, the hope that God gives to us often from our end is a messy hope because our lives are messy. And as we are gathered here corporately via live stream through modern technology, all of us can identify with this, that our lives, Lord, they are messy. Thank God that the kind of hope that he gives and we find in him is a messy kind of hope, because this is what Joseph found himself in as we enter into the Advent story. Messy hope, because our lives are often quite messy. And wherever you are in your life this morning, your plans might have been upended. You may be in a fog of confusion. You don't know how to make sense out of the loss in your life, the illnesses you are battling, your loved ones, the fact that you can't even see your family this coming holiday season. When has that ever happened in our lives? Lord, it doesn't make any sense. Life is messy. And that's why this messy hope is perfect for you and I. Secondly, as we think about the Advent story from Joseph's perspective, secondly, messy hope may still leave us a bit messy. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Messy hope may still leave us a bit messy. I think often in the church and in the Christian life, we often think that once a person, all right, surrender their lives, values Jesus, loves him, receives him by faith, to have their sins forgiven by what he did for us on the cross, his perfect life, his atoning death, we often think that our lives get fixed up and become perfect, free from troubles, free from heartache. We live prosperous. We don't live messy lives anymore. And we live happily ever after. That is not the case. When the hope that we have in Jesus enters and invades our lives, yes, we are transformed. We are not the same. And yet, our lives, because the fallenness of this world and our own hearts, we'll often find ourselves living lives that are still quite messy. And I don't know about you, but I find that is true about my own life, my own struggles, my own disappointments. In fact, often the opposite is true, that as you grow in your love and understanding of this gospel, of this Jesus, sometimes your lives get even more messier than before you became a Christ follower. Joseph, one of the few individuals in all the history of humanity to have a divine revelation from an angel of God. Wouldn't that be awesome? You wake up one morning and the angel of God speaks to you a message about your life. Wow. And in the midst of that, Joseph's life, though his family would bear the Savior into the world through his beloved Mary, would still face incredible challenges in his life. He would have to soon find a place for this child to be born, to not have a home and everything prepared for his birth. And very soon after that first year or two of life, he would have to flee with this child and marry as refugees to Egypt to escape Herod's murderous killing of the innocents. He still lived in poverty, political challenges under Roman oppression, and you can think about all that life throws at us he would experience and then some. Our lives are forever changed when we meet the Savior, but it doesn't mean that once our lives are now saved by him, that they become these perfect little lives. No, life is still messy. But we will find a kind of hope that is infused into our hearts in the midst of our mess. Messy hope, though it is real hope that transforms, may still leave us a bit messy. Joseph found that out. Through the course of his life, even experiencing one of the greatest privileges a human being has experienced, to hear from the angel of God that his family would raise up, his beloved would give birth to the Savior of the world. But his life would still be quite messy. Thirdly and finally this morning, messy hope is found in a messy, loving Savior. Where do we find this hope that we so desperately need during these confusing times? It comes to us in the Advent story. It comes to us in a person, a Savior. And this is no ordinary Savior. The Advent story is one of a Savior who not only entered into Mary and Joseph's life through grace, through this miracle, through the virgin birth, but enters into our lives as well. And from Jesus' perspective, who existed from eternity before, to be sent into our mess of a world shows that we have a messy, loving Savior. Jesus loves to embrace the messy. That is truly good news. Because I know that I am deep down, apart from what people see of my image, my social media impressions, the way I carry myself, I know that I am a mess, and so do you. And I am so thankful that Jesus doesn't only embrace the perfect, the healthy, the strong, the smart, the successful, the educated, but he embraces those that are messy and know it. The lost, the weak, the hurting, the sick, the hopeless, the messed up, the confused. That is the Jesus that we read about who entered into a messy world. This is real hope because that is my life and that is yours. And it's not something we just accept and move on in our lives, but it's something that we will experience over and over again. Because often we'll find that our lives are quite messy. As we all look forward to the final weeks and days of 2020, it's been a messy year. And we have been reminded that true hope is not found in a political solution, a political party, a political leader. It is not found in economics and our finances. It is not found ultimately in people or in science or our accomplishments. But true hope, even in the mess of this past year, is always found in a Savior, a person who entered into our messy world and fully embraced the mess, though he was without sin. He was perfect in every way. He was so unlike us that runs away from mess thinking that we are perfect. And in fact, we are as messy as the person next to us whose lives we run away from because we don't want to deal with their mess. Jesus loves to embrace the messy. He embraces us unconditionally to remind us that no matter how messy our lives have been, we are never without this transforming hope. This is the Jesus we find entering into our world this Advent. I was reminded by a very powerful challenge by Pastor John Piper. He reminds us of us the greatness of Jesus. He says this, and we'll put it up on the screen as we get ready to end here. If you took all the greatest thinkers of every country and every century of the world and put them in a room with Jesus, they would shut their mouths and listen to the greatness of his wisdom. All the greatest generals would listen to his strategy. All the greatest musicians would listen to his music theory and his performance on every instrument. There is nothing that Jesus cannot do 1,000 times better than the person you admire most in any area of human endeavor under the sun. Words fail to fill the greatness of Jesus. So Gabriel leaves it simple and yet so profound. He will be great. He will be great. This Jesus, who in his power and glory and perfection and a beauty most ravaging in all the cosmos, he willingly left the glories of heaven to come into a very messy, broken, hurtful world that we messed up, not him. And he offers us a kind of hope for those who know their lives are a mess. A few questions to think about in application as we come to the end of our time. In what ways is your life a bit messy right now? Is there a loved one that is sick? Are you battling an illness? Have you had to cancel your family plans? And how much that hurts not to see a grandchild, a grandparent, a mom, a dad, a friend. Secondly, can the lives of Christians still be messy? Absolutely. Read the Bible and you will see. Look at the lives of all who profess Christ, their lives are still messy. In what ways can you testify and have you seen Jesus entering into your mess, your messy family, your messy plans, your messy life, your messy habits, your messy sins? The gospel is about a Jesus who enters in, loves us, embraces us unconditionally, changes us, and gives us real hope. Fourthly and finally, how does that give you real hope today? A messy hope because our lives are messy. A messy hope because, yes, we still will lead messy lives until the day we die. But we rejoice in a kind of hope of a Savior who embraces us in our messiness. May this give us the kind of hope that we need in a time where our lives and everything that we have counted on have turned into one big mess. We thank God for the hope that we have in Jesus, who gives us a messy hope in a perfect Savior. Let's pray. If in any way God has spoken to you and you have heard about this Jesus and you are very familiar with the Christmas story, but right now you know your life is one big mess. And what Joseph went through, you can identify in some way when hopes and dreams are dashed and pain relationally, when problems don't go away. Have you opened up yourself to allow a Savior who loves messiness in and embrace you? I would like to offer you an opportunity, if you've never done that, to pray with me. Let's pray. Jesus, my life is a mess. My family is a mess. My marriage is a mess. My finances are a mess. My plans are a mess. I've always lived as if I have to clean everything up and get it perfect and clean and just right before I get right with you. But we are reminded today, Lord, that you embrace the messiness of our lives. You have come to seek and save that which was lost. It is not the healthy that need a doctor, it is the sick. Lord, I invite you into my life. I surrender my messiness, my control, my heart. Enter into my mess. Save me from my sin. And give me a hope that truly transforms. Thank you that I can begin a new life today as I trust in you. And I pray all these things in the name of Jesus, who enters into the mess of my life, in my family, and in this very broken world. I give you thanks. And Father, I pray for all who are followers of Jesus. I pray that you would give us a kind of hope that transforms, because we have one who embraces us unconditionally, who loves the messy, who became messy for us on a cross that we could be made whole. We thank you for your redeeming love. We pray for strength and power that this hope gives. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.